During this National Chemistry Week, some classrooms in elementary and high schools around the country will begin growing their own crystals. In 5 weeks, they'll ship those crystals to the University of Buffalo in hopes of winning the National Crystal Growing Competition. It's the idea of UB chemistry professor Jason Benedict, who joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
From where did this idea emerge?
You know, I was inspired. The Canadians for a couple decades now have actually run a crystal growing competition, and it's just such a wonderful idea to have kids in K through 12. You know, we all want to put an emphasis on STEM education and getting kids interested in, you know, science Look, when you grow one of these crystals, it's pretty easy to grow crystals about the size of even a golf ball. And when you just hold one of these things, it's really marvelous. And so this is a way for kids all across the nation to be able to do this. And it also offers a sense of competition. That is, hey, who can grow the biggest crystal, the best crystal, the highest quality crystal? I think it's a lot of fun. And the feedback that we got from participants last year really reflected that. You know, we got a huge number of letters from people saying, thank you, the kids had so much fun.
When I come across this type of story, it reminds me of how little I paid attention during chemistry class, and it brings up the question, how exactly do you go about growing a crystal?
Yeah, so these crystals are grown from a rather traditional technique. The idea is this is basically a salt. The crystal we use for the competition is a substance called potassium aluminum sulfate. It's found in food, so it's incredibly safe. It's one reason we selected it. But you basically just add this crystalline powder to water, heat it up, and let as the solution cools down and begins to evaporate, crystals begin to grow. And so I've actually, you know, there are a few more details, and so that's one reason I've actually produced a few YouTube videos that give people step-by-step instructions on how to do this. But there's also a creative aspect, that is, students can choose, you know, how you start with a seed crystal and grow, you know, you try to get one crystal and grow it really large. And so that's where some of the creativity and ingenuity can come into play. Kids can design a variety of methods to have that, you know, to have that one seed crystal, try and figure out how to get it to grow.
When you're looking at their crystals, what are you judging?
Yeah, so anyone who's gone shopping for diamonds is probably quite familiar with the criteria, you know, used to evaluate a crystal. So what are we looking for? We're looking for the crystal to have a very nice regular shape. You know, it should have very nice, smooth, flat surfaces. We're looking for optical transparency. Can you see through the crystals? Are there a lot of defects in there? Things in that, along that vein. We have a few other more technical parameters, but basically we're looking for something that looks like a crystal and looks really nice.
So 60 teams from 20 states this year, that's a tremendous growth in just a year of this competition. Have you given it some thought? From where does this interest generate? Where is this coming from?
Well, you know, I think fundamentally, you know, people are just really interested in crystals and growing these things and holding these things. And it is a lot of fun, and it does provide this sense of competition. When people get involved in this activity, they have a lot of fun.
We've talked about STEM education, trying to get more students involved in science education. What about for you? What drew you into the field of chemistry?
Well, you know, it was actually a chemistry lab gone awry in high school, and we wound up, in sort of a hazardous situation, but it really sparked my interest in, you know, trying to understand this world around us and how we can, you know, try and control and make and develop materials that are useful and improve the lives of, you know, everyday people in society.
We've been speaking with the founder of the National Crystal Growing Competition, UB chemistry professor Jason Benedict. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hey, Jay. Thank you very much. Great to be with you.